Today on our field guide, winter is one season when northern Michigan is free of insects. Well, mostly. Cheryl Bartz from Red Pine Radio tells us about an exception you can find if you look carefully.
I was hiking a dune trail the other day and noticed dark specks on the snow. They looked like ashes. That's odd, I thought. I don't think there are any fires out west now. But finally, after seeing more and more dark specks, I bent down for a closer look. The specks were moving. That's when I recognized them. Snow fleas. Snow fleas are 2 or 3 millimeters long and they jump. But that's all they have in common with cat and dog fleas. Snow fleas don't bite and they don't want to crawl on you. Ordinary fleas use their enlarged back legs to jump. But snow fleas have a special jumping organ. Entomologist John Meyer from North Carolina State University says it's like a little two-pronged lever attached where a tail might be. It folds up under their abdomen and is called a furcula. That's Latin for tiny fork.
And it's held sort of in a cocked position by a little catch. And when the insect is disturbed, the little catch releases and the little spring tail organ snaps down against the substrate and hurls the insect up through the air, head over heels.
That's how snow fleas got their other name, springtails. They can't control their direction, but their unpredictable movement makes it harder for predators like centipedes and spiders to snag them.
I've seen them hop a pretty good distance, 5 or 6 inches.
That would be like you or me jumping more than 250 feet. Springtails are part of nature's cleanup crew, eating decaying organic matter, fungi, algae, and bacteria.
They can be incredibly abundant in a nice piece of organic soil in the forest. There are hundreds of thousands per acre.
Snow fleas can withstand freezing temperatures because they produce their own antifreeze, but they're present year-round. They're just more noticeable against the snow.